Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we think you always get to win when you hear from Charles Rotblat. And, you know, maybe in the next week or so, we'll convince Charles that we should go back and look back at some of the buys of the week and how things turned out. But I know from a number of you that you've really liked his picks over the course of the year. So we're going to give you one more. Now, if you want to know what Charles is doing the rest of the time, he is editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Rotblat. You can get information on the journal at AAII.com. Charles Rotblat, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Golden Star Resources.
Golden Star Resources. It's GSS. This is a mid-range gold company. So why are you feeling this way?
I love gold!
At a time when nobody seems to like gold.
Well, this is a stock found by our Piotrowski High F-Score screen. This is the best performing screen we have on AAII. Its results are up about 142% year to date through November. And this is a contrarian screen. It's looking for stocks that are cheaply valued, financially sound companies. As you said, this is a gold miner. I should warn everybody, the stock trades at 45 cents per share. It has a float of 257,000 shares, which means there isn't a lot of dollars being traded in the stock. I'll talk more about float when we get to the sell of the week, but I want to point this out. But what's interesting is this is a gold miner. It actually operates primarily in Ghana, but it's also seeking properties in West Africa and South America, and it wants to become a mid-tier range gold miner. It's trading at a price to book of about 0.5, so you're basically paying 50 cents for a dollar's worth of assets. Now, granted, most of its assets are in the ground, literally, gold and other precious metals, so it is dependent on the price of gold. But this is a company that's been actually been growing its revenues till this past year. Its reserves are going up, and that means the amount of gold that is accessible to actually be mined or probably could be mined are going up, and you always want to see that for a gold miner. It's not very profitable. It's been going back and forth, a little close to break even. But when we look at cash flow, it's been pretty much cash flow positive, a few years a little bit negative on a free cash flow basis, but not very much, which means this company, even though earnings aren't exactly where you want them to be, the cash flow suggests this company's not shutting down, the company's fiscally sound. So this is a case where you're getting a stock that's really cheap on a valuation basis and is fundamentally sound, and you can see a path to where this company could grow. But keep in mind, it does require discipline, and you do have to realize it is high risk, particularly given the low price and the industry that it operates in.
Yeah, well, I keep laughing because there's a lot here. The Piotrowski score, which, as you pointed out, has been your best earning screen, that is not something necessarily for the faint of heart. We're talking about a stock with most of its assets in Ghana. You could say this.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.
Yeah, you got a lot of nerve, or you have to have a lot of nerve to buy this stock. This has got to be something of a trade. I mean, this is not, hey, I expect that I'm going to be feeling this way soon about gold.
I love gold.
I just can't play that enough. I don't think people are going to turn around and suddenly feel different about gold. So you got to go into this one thinking, here's what I'm looking to capture and here's what I'm getting out, right? Or does the Piotrowski screen work differently than that?
Well, this is really an approach, where, particularly when you deal with a stock with a stock price this small and a float this small on a dollar basis. It's really a choice where you're deciding to follow the screen. This is a good qualitative screen. I've done some background research, and it's always important to do some type of due diligence whenever you use a stock screen, because the screen knows nothing other than the quantitative data it's told to filter for. So after you do your research, you got to make a choice. I'm going to go with the screen because it's saying it's low valued. Or in this case, if you like the gold miners and you think that gold's just too beat up, in that case, you'd be looking for a trade, and you want to look for a company that's really undervalued. If this company continues to grow, you could see where the stock could actually evolve as a decent long-term holding. The cases you have to go in there realizing that your liquidity in terms of your ability to get in and out of in terms of large blocks is going to be more difficult. And you have to realize you could be looking at a stock that, even though it's cheaply valued and even though it's passing a good screen, it may stay cheaply valued for a while. It's been tracking the Gold Miners Junior ETF, which is GDXJ, pretty closely over the past year. So you are making a bet on which way gold is going over the short term. But you do see where the fundamentals suggest the stock should not be this cheaply valued.
What kind of upside are we talking? You are taking significant risk. I mean, some might say that it's a long shot. So what kind of rewards are you looking at?
Well, there's two ways to look at this. Again, the stock's trading at a price-to-book ratio of 0.5. The industry median for the gold and silver industry is 0.9. The stock over the last 5 years has traded at an average price-to-book ratio of 1.6, but obviously gold prices have also been higher. If we look at where the stock has traded over the last 5 years relative to its industry median, the stock is at least 20% undervalued, because historically this company has traded about 66% of the median versus the median price of the book ratio for its industry. And right now it's trading less than that. So there's 20% upside just to get back to where it has traditionally traded versus its peers. I think that's the base case, but I think when you look at how cheap the stock is and the fact that they're going to grow, I think there could be further upside from there, both in terms of this company's specific valuation and if we start to see gold prices or prices of the gold miners themselves rise.
Well, it is a high-risk, high-reward play. It is Golden Star Resources. GSS is the ticker.
I say, what the hell? I'm already a rich man.
And if you're saying, what the hell? You're already a rich man. This may definitely be your buy of the week, because it's definitely the buy of the week from Charles Roteblatt. But remember, you want to understand what's involved, so you might want to get more information, and you can do that at AAII.com. You can also follow Charles on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, we're going to talk again on Thursday for the sell of the week. Have a great new year. We'll talk to you then.
Sounds great.
There is much more to go on the New Year's Eve edition of Money Live, so stick around. The big interview is next with Dan Fuss, one of the best bond fund managers on earth.